For Parshas Vayigash, we have five separate Divrei Torah. So we're going to start out with the Pasuk in Perek Mem Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, Ki Eich E'ele El Aviv V'Hanar Einenu Iti. This is Yehuda making an argument to Yosef. How is it possible? There's no way that I'm going to leave without Binyamin. How can I go up to my father in Canaan without the Na'ar, without the young Binyamin? And in fact, there's a drush on this pasuk that goes as follows. This is not necessarily Yehuda making that this came, but it has to be each and every Jew has to say to himself, Ad Mea Vesrim, when we reach that point in judgment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how is it possible that we're going to go up to Avi? Avi is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avi Shebashamayim, and the days of when we were younger are not with us. In other words, this is telling us that we have to be Ovdei Hashem, we have to be Shomrei Torah Mitzvahs, we have to stick with the Halacha, not only when we get older, but also when we're younger. Because Ad Mea Vesrim, when we go up, we have to be able to say, V'hanar, how is it possible I can go up V'hanar, Einenu Iti, that I was young when I was a Na'ar also. When I was younger, I was also an Oved Hashem. I want to bring that Na'ar together with me. So that is one explanation. Just to add on to that, it's also talking to each person who's Zocha to be a father, that he indeed is another message to him, Ki Eich Ale Alavi Ad Mea Ve'Esrim, how can you go up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Anar and your children are not with you, in the sense that you weren't mechanech them, you did not educate them to do Torah and mitzvahs. In fact, what we're saying right now is a pasuk that in Kohelet, Zachores Borecha B'mei Baruch Hu Rasecha, that you have to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only when you get elderly, but when you are young as well. We are moving forward in the parsha to Perek Mem Hei Pasuk Gimel Ani Yosef Ha'od Avichai. Such a famous pasuk when Yosef eventually finally reveals himself to his brothers. He says, "I'm Yosef. Is my father still alive?" And in fact, the brothers could not control themselves. They could not answer him back because they were shocked by what they were hearing and seeing. So there's a very famous medrash that says as follows, Amar Abba Kohen Bardala, Abba Kohen Bardala says as follows, Oilanu miyomadin, oilanu miyomatecheicha, woe to us to the day of judgment, woe to us on the day of rebuke. There is not only judgment, but rebuke as well. And we learn it here from this pasuk from Yosef, my Yosef, Ktanal Shashvatim. Yosef, he's the smallest of the Shvatim, and the brothers could not, despite that, stand up to his tochacha. He's giving them tochacha in this pasuk, Ha'od Avichai. We'll have to discuss where the actual rebuke is. Accordingly, just like the Shvatim could not stand up, they couldn't adhere. They couldn't bear the tochacha, the admonishment that they were receiving. So to each of us, the Keshiyavo Kadosh Baruch Hu V'yochicho, as Kol Echad Lefi Mashu, in the future that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mochiach each person based on his actions, Al Achas Kama V'Kama, says the Medrash, we will not be able to withstand the admonishment. So we have a number of questions on this, and this is asked by the Beis Halevi, a very famous Beis Halevi. Where do we have Yosef giving any rebuke to the brothers? He's simply saying, I'm Yosef, and he's asking, is my father still alive? So where is the Tochacha, and what does this Medrash mean that HaKadosh Baruch will give each individual based on his own actions tochacha as well? So in fact, the Beis Halevi explains beautifully as follows, that in fact we have Yehuda making an argument, Yosef, you can't possibly take Binyamin, that will be the end of the life of my father Yaakov. Yaakov is not going to be able to withstand the sorrow of having Binyamin taken away. And Yosef now answers back in a rebuke, I'm Yosef. I'm the Yosef that you sold, Ha'od Avichai, and isn't my father still alive, despite the fact that you put him through tremendous sorrow? Why weren't you worried about it back then when you took me away from him and caused him tremendous sorrow? So what we have here, says the Beis Halevi, is that we have Yosef giving them tochacha based on their own actions. You're so worried and you're making this excuse to me that you can't take Binyamin away because you're concerned about our father? But why weren't you concerned? And I can tell from your own actions back then that you indeed weren't concerned, and you're now being inconsistent with your claim. And in fact, based on that, The Medrash continues that that's how it will be when we reach Mea Ve'Esrim, 120 years old. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Medrash says, L'Kashiyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yochiyach Ekol Echa Lefi Mashu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Tochacha to each individual based on his own actions. It's not just a simple Tochacha, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will refute each of us, just like Yosef refuted Yehuda, based on what Yehuda and the brothers did way back from their own actions, that they sold Yosef and weren't concerned about their father back then. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give tochacha to each of us based on our sins, and he's going to give us a proof. He's going to prove our inconsistencies from our own actions. And the Beis HaLevi gives an example. For example, tzedakah. Why didn't you give enough tzedakah? Me'a Ve'Esrim, we're going to be asked that question, and we're going to say, well, I didn't have enough parnasa. I didn't have enough money. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to refute that from our own actions. So why did you use money wastefully? Why did you use it for things you shouldn't have been using, that weren't necessary, to get that fancy car, or to use it for season tickets for the Lakers, or whatever it is? And we have all these uses of money that was not necessary. And because of that, we didn't have the money to give tzedakah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be refuting us from our own actions. And we would say the same thing. Why didn't you have time to learn? And we're going to say, because I was working so hard, I didn't have time. But we have plenty of time for other things that are not necessary. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show us our own inconsistencies in how we live our lives. We are continuing as follows. Same Perek, Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Yigimel, says Yosef to his brothers that when you go back to bring our father down to Mitzrayim, Vigadetem La'avi es Kol Kvodi B'Mitzrayim, you should tell our father about all the kavod I have in Mitzrayim. The pashtus is of this pasuk, told him all the regality that I have, that I'm the Mishnah LeMelech and all the kavod that I get. But there's a nice explanation. The Botzina Dinohora says as follows, that he's kavod here doesn't necessarily mean the respect that I have, but kavod is from the word kaved, heavy, hard, difficulties, challenges. And what Yosef is telling his brothers is to tell our father that despite the difficult challenges and the environment, I made tremendous efforts to still be dovek, to still stick with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and still keep with all the ethical and Torah learnings that you taught me. And even in this difficult environment, that's the COVID, the challenges, the difficulties, I stuck 100% with what I was told. And obviously the lesson is for all of us, despite being in negative environments or interacting with negative people, we still have to stick with the teachings and learnings of the Torah. Fast forward, number four. For number four, we have the pasuk that says, "Anochi aredim chamitzrayim." Yaakov Avinu speaking with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, "I will go down with you to Mitzrayim, and not only that, you will pass away there, but Anochi acha gamarlo, but I will bring you out as well. You will be buried not in Mitzrayim, but you will be buried in Eretz Canaan. You'll be married in Eretz Yisrael." And says the Beis HaLevi, a very powerful Beis HaLevi, this is the greatest haftacha, the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Klal Yisrael. And he says the fundamental concept here is that when there is a piersum, when there is a publication, when there's publicity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make a Kiddush Hashem, it's Al Yedei, the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael is redeemed and we have an aliyah, that is indeed a publication of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. But when we are on the down and out, when we are shafel, we're on a low level, that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyachol hides his face. And in other words, we see that how Klal Yisrael is linked to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is linked to Klal Yisrael. We are intricately connected to one another. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in this pasuk, Anochi ered imcha Mitzrayim, we'll go down. You're now going to have a yerida. You're going down to a difficult place, and you're going to be in a difficult environment, and you're going to have a tough time. And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki imcha anochi betzara, I'm with you in your difficult times, I'm going along. These aren't going to be easy times for either of us. However, in the end of the day, V'anochi alcha gamalo, I will bring you out. We will have an aliyah. Klal Yisrael will have an aliyah. And via the aliyah of Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will megala himself, the greatness of himself as well. And the message of this for all of us is that we can be certain, We can have emuna, we can have bitachon, that the end of the galus will come. Inevitably, there will be a gilui shechina of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and as we've seen, that gilui shechina is via Klal Yisrael, so we should rest assured that Klal Yisrael will have a tremendous aliyah, which will bring with it the tremendous gilui hashechina. And we're just going to end off with number 5, an interesting lesson. Here we have Yosef as he was purchasing everything, and people needed food. So first, Yosef was able to collect all the money from everyone. He sold them food, got the money. And then people ran out of money, so he said, bring me your cattle. And he sold them the food, and they got the cattle. They ran out of cattle, so now he's sold them food to get their real estate. So now Yosef has all the real estate. There was an exception in the Pasuk. It's Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chavav, says as follows, Rak ad masa koanim levadam lo tiyeh leparo. The exception here is that the Adama, the real estate of the Kohanim, this is not talking about our Kohanim, this is talking about the pagan, idolatrous Kohanim, they got to keep their land. So what's the message for us? So the Abarbanel tells us as follows. It's teaching us that when we have Kohanim and when we have Levim and we have the mitzvah of Trumas and Maisrots, which unfortunately we don't have nowadays as we should, and we have a base of Migdash, but the message is to supply the needs of the Kohanim Levim so they can do the Avodah Hashem, they can do the Avodah in the base of Mikdash, and we're learning it from the meat stream. The meat stream weren't complaining. We have their Kohanim, their pagan Kohanim, and they're during the most difficult time. There's no food. It's a famine in the land. It's the most difficult time to be supporting people, and nonetheless, they had this concept, this law, that we're not going to take from the Kohanim. We have to support them. Kal v'chomer, Klal Yisrael has to support the Kohanim, has to support the Levim. These are real Kohanim, real Levim, and giving them the Trumas and the Maestros. And nowadays we could say the same thing would apply to those who are really the Talmidei Chachamim, who are learning, those who are really the tops of the tops, that we need them to be leading Klal Yisrael, who here we would say as well, that even if we're having a difficult time doing it, but there is certainly a mitzvah to be supporting those who are going to be the manhigim of Klal Yisrael. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Parshas Vayigash.